Today is Tuesday, March 16th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'm a little distracted because I was looking at my phone. So we all know that I'm a people pleaser. I need to go to therapy and just say, I think a lot of my problems would be solved. And I think it's because I'm selfish. Well, at least I was trained this. This is really good. Joe Batanz is going to have a field day with this, and I'm probably going to be talking about this on Throwing Down at some point because he takes notes. And also I feel very echoey now. I made changes to my studio and I feel echoey, but the funny thing is I just feel like I'm echoing, but I have carpet on the floor. I have all of these tiles that are acoustic tiles, and I didn't change any of that. I just got a new tabletop, so I'm not really sure why I feel like I'm echoey now. You guys can tell me if you're hearing room echo, because it won't matter. I'm not really sure what to change, but you can tell me. You can call in and tell me. But anyway, I was distracted because, and the reason I'm talking about being a people pleaser is because it's very hard for me to be forceful with people. I'm always a pushover. I'm very, okay, sure, you know, especially with all of these services and everything that we're trying to work with, you know, termite and pest control and, I don't know, cleaners when we had to clean the townhome and landlords when we were renting and all that kind of stuff, right? And so this is in relation to the landlord. They charged us for cleaning of the townhome. We paid way too much. We paid $400 for the cleaning of that townhome. And then when we got our refund check from the landlord, they had added on a fee of $150 for cleaning. And it clearly said in the contract, if you give us a receipt for professional cleaning, we will not charge you. But if you don't give us a receipt, we had given them a receipt before we moved out. We gave them a receipt from Molly Made saying, here's how much we paid. I even said in the email, hey, if they didn't do a good enough job, they have a guarantee. You can call them back or I'll call them back. Just let me know. Never heard anything from my landlord. In August or September, when we got our check from the landlord with an itemized bill, they included a $150 charge for cleaning. I've been calling them since September. Okay, we're now in March. I've been calling them since September. And every time they say, oh, yeah, you're right. We see that you sent a receipt, blah, 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 blah. We'll get a check in the mail. The office manager's out. Every time I call, the office manager's out. The owners are out. They're on vacation, whatever. I don't know. I've called at least 8 times over the course of how many ever months that is. March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Wait, sorry, not March. September, October, November, December, January, February. Like 6 months, 7 months. I've called at least once a month, if not more. And it takes a lot for me because I'm not a real, you know, I don't like confrontation. I don't like that kind of stuff. And so it takes a lot for me. And so I've talked to him. I said, you know what, Mark, we could sue them, but it's only $150. And so today I called and I got put on hold and I was on hold. I yelled it. Well, I didn't yell, but I complained to the first woman and she said, I'm so sorry, sir. I can't help you though. I'm going to have to transfer you to Erica. Well, Erica is the one that I keep talking to that never gets anything done. She says, now she's on the phone, but I'm going to transfer you over. You know, I'm sorry that you're going to have to wait, but you know, she's on the phone. I said, no problem. So I waited for a while, but then I got tired of waiting. So I hung up and then I started Googling, how do I submit a small claims court suit, basically. You know, how much does it cost? It only costs about $50. You go in, and then you have to serve the paperwork, or if you want the sheriff to serve the paperwork, you have to pay for that. And they said, if you win, you can ask the court for those costs to be reimbursed by the defendant as well. So I got all that information. I even called the court and said, you know, how would I have to do this? And they said, well, there's a form you fill out. You know, it's not a big deal. You just pay the fee. So I called back. I didn't do anything. I just kind of got the instructions. And I called back and I got a voicemail. And so on the voicemail, I said, "Hi, this is Adam. I've been calling. I've called at least 6 to 8 times since September." And I told the story quickly, you know, of how they're not sending me my check. And I said, "I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm tired of calling back, and I have gotten all of the instructions from the court on how to file suit. And if I don't receive the check by Friday of this week, I will be filing suit." Within 15 minutes of leaving that voicemail, I got a text message that says, "Hi, Adam, this is Erica. I'm sorry I missed your call. I just wanted to let you know that our office manager is working on the check at this moment, and it will be in the mail today." Then I got another one that says, "Hi, this is Erica. I'm putting in the check in the mail today. Thank you so much for your patience. Have a great day." Now, what I want to know, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, why do I have to be so forceful to get people to do their damn job? I don't enjoy being confrontational. I don't want to sue people. I don't want to threaten. I don't want to be that guy, you know, who calls and says, "I'm going to sue you." Like, I don't want to be that person. But I've been calling for 6 months with no result, and I have to be a jerk and threaten them. And then 10 minutes later, I get, and who knows? I mean, we'll see if I get the check. If now I have to follow through. If I do not get the check by Friday, I have to take time out of my busy schedule, go to the court, get the forms, fill it all out. Again, I need an assistant. But I don't understand, why in this world do I have to go to that level to get a check for $150? I don't understand it. I do not understand it. Hey, we have another voicemail. So let's go ahead and listen to that. And I should have played this yesterday, it looks like. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and play it now.
"So, okay, it's me again. I don't know what I did last time. Anyway, yeah, leaving us in suspense. It's 4:21 p.m. here. I always catch it a day later after I get off work. So maybe you'll get this before that. But yeah, you can't just leave people in suspense like that. That's horrible. Because now I need to know what happened. Did he get off safely? Did he fall? What happened? Okay, anyways, I just had to bed. All right, bye."
So for those of you who are confused, so I know this because I got another voicemail today, which I'll go ahead and play. But that is Tony from Illinois. and that was his second call.
"Hello."
And I was supposed to play them again. Here's another voicemail from him.
"Hello, this is Tony in Illinois calling again. I was listening to your podcast online, and there was a second message. That's why I didn't say bye in the first one, because I was trying to re-record, but then I realized that you couldn't re-record, so then I called back, and I left another message that I don't even know what I said in it.
Life is complicated.
Something along the line that I leave work at 4, and I listen to your podcast right after work, so it might be a day behind on something that I call about. I don't know. But that's all I wanted to say. All right, good. Have a great day. Goodbye."
You too. Goodbye. Yeah. So, well, thanks for all of those calls, Tony. Anytime you want to call, it was totally my fault. Well, it wasn't my fault. Look, I'm not going to take ownership because the way I play voicemails is I don't listen to them beforehand. So I had no way of knowing that second one was also from you. However, it's not a big deal. We played it today. We're all good. So we're all friends. I'm not going to sue you, you know, yet. Who knows? I'm now officially the person who sues, right? Yeah. So we also got a Twitter message. I'm kind of blowing my wad today because tomorrow I'm not going to have any contact. I've really enjoyed having all this contact because, you know, you guys are asking me questions that I can answer. It's great. But tomorrow I'm not going to have any contact. So Kathy Bacon on Twitter says, "No meal updates? What did you cook? Did the humans you lodged with enjoy it?" So It's not really anything to talk about. We went to the store and we bought all the typical stuff that we normally eat during the week. For my night that I cooked, I made chili. And it was good. It was fine. I actually, you know, I don't think I put as much salt as other people in my cooking. I think I'm a good cook. Although I think that my specialty is more cakes and pies and creme brulee and desserts, things like that, which ironically I don't eat when I'm on Weight Watchers. But I think if I really want to impress someone, I'm probably going to do some kind of dessert. Like when I made chocolate pie and I made the crust from scratch and I did the stabilized whipped cream topping and I did all of that and, you know, served that to my family when they came over. Actually, I think I've said ironically already this episode, but I'll say ironically again, and it's not even ironic, but it was the same family members that I was on this ski trip with because they came to visit us in beginning of January, and that's when I cooked the chocolate pie. But anyway, regardless, I would do something like that. I'm an okay cook when it comes to savory food, although I tend to do better if it's a fattening southern kind of thing, you know, right? And because I'm not doing that now, it's difficult because I was still trying to watch my calorie, or not calories, but watch my points while I was on this vacation. By the way, everyone, I know I keep just interjecting random thoughts, but oh well. I have lost about 14 and a half pounds since I went back on Weight Watchers in January. So yeah, you guys can give me a round of applause. You know, I can do a round of applause now. Let me look if I can do a round of applause on my actual soundboard. Let's see. Well, it's kind of quiet, but there you go. Anyway, so yeah, I've lost about 14 and a half pounds, something like that. And so it was nothing to write home about. It was chili. I even normally use one of those McCormick packets to make chili, but I couldn't do that because my mom thinks she's allergic to MSG. And so, I never know when there's MSG in something. So I just, I'm sure it listed on the ingredients. I could have looked, but she never trusts anything. So I just had to get chili powder and cumin and some other stuff. And I let my aunt taste it when I was, you know, while it was simmering. And she said, oh, I would add a little bit more salt and maybe a little bit more chili powder. And I did that. And then I let her taste it again. And she said it was good. So we were good to go. I did make Jiffy cornbread, which is out of a box. But Jiffy cornbread is my favorite cornbread. I did have to count the points for that. And it was a lot of points. But the chili is 0 points because it has 99% fat-free or 99% lean turkey in it. So anyway, I think they liked it. We didn't do any gourmet meals. They were just, one night there was like sauteed chicken with asparagus with some balsamic glaze on it that's really easy to cook. And I did chili. Another night we had a pork ribs that they made, but with a dry rub on it because my aunt also diets a lot. So, you know. So yeah, we did a lot of cooking, but you know, nothing fancy. All right, well, can't continue on with my weekend. I'm out of time. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.